Bodega, 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 Alpha and Omega. Siamese sailors sell celery sandwiches. Sawing about a serving platter.
Hey, Jamie?
Yes?
Did you want to try reading that line on the script there?
Oh, yeah, let's see. You could save big when you bundle your home and auto with Progressive, that one?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I'm just not warmed up yet. Shouldn't be long. Detector test.
Indecent bundle your home and auto with Progressive today.
The marmot mangled my mushy pork pancake.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
It feels like this entire week has been filled with confusing and concerning news. On Monday, it was that India had overtaken Russia to have the third highest number of COVID-19 cases. The next morning, the first news I saw in my phone was that the US will expel foreign students, or those on F1 visas, whose schools offer only online classes. I couldn't stop thinking about what international students must be going through, especially those who have taken huge education loans. I take care of an education loan myself, and trust me, it would have been extremely, extremely difficult if I was sitting at home and taking online classes instead of being closer to my classmates and teachers. The US authorities are not just taking away the experience of learning from an international institution. They're also not giving people a fair chance to try their luck and find a job. Imagine the stress among students right now. What if they return to their home country and expose their family to the virus? What if their home doesn't even have a good internet, like in many parts of India? How will they attend the online classes then? And how does forcing students to take in-person classes in the middle of a pandemic even make sense? This is more concerning because the virus is now increasingly affecting young adults. These are some of the issues that I'm going to talk about in today's episode. This is Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the second season of The Millennial Mind. On 6th of July, the US Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency made an unusual announcement. It said that all the international students, including over 250,000 just from India, will have to decide whether they will attend in-person classes or study online from their home country. And students who have enrolled in universities that have already decided to go online won't be allowed to enter the US or face being expelled if they're already there. Just to give you a perspective, many schools were not planning a mass return to campuses in the fall semester because of the rising COVID-19 cases in the US. Meanwhile, close to 23% of colleges, including Yale and Stanford, are planning to offer a hybrid model, that is a mix of online and offline classes. Wait, let me read out the main points from the press release the agency gave out. Yeah, it says, active students currently in the US enrolled in such programs must depart the country or take other measures such as transferring to a school. If not, they may face immigration consequences, including but not limited to the initiation of removal proceedings. The moment Chirag Sharma saw this news on his phone, he fired off an email to his advisor at American University's Cogod School of Business. He requested to be transferred to the online plus offline class format for the fall semester that starts in August.
So my school has a hybrid model and I had selected online classes to protect myself from the virus. But if that means I will have to return, then it's best to do my classes in person.
Chirag is 22 and has taken a loan of Rs. 15 lakh for the 2-year course in accounting and taxation.
I hope there's still space for me to be accommodated in the physical classes. I've heard if cases continue to rise, all classes will go online. I'm worried and confused.
Chirag is yet to get more information from his school, but he's very worried about his safety and exposure to virus if he returns to the class. Ishani Singh, who is 25 and pursuing a master's degree at the New York University, is also waiting for more information. I quote her when I say, "It's very unfair to put us through this. We are at risk of losing our education and the opportunity to work here." A day after the 6th July announcement, Harvard University and MIT filed a lawsuit against the Department of Homeland Security and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency. In an email to the school, Harvard's president, Lawrence Bacow, wrote, The order came down without notice, its cruelty surpassed only by its recklessness. Students are still shocked. An Indian student at Harvard, where the coursework has shifted completely online, said she can't even tell her parents how stressed she is because then they will get stressed. She doesn't want to be identified, so I'm going to say exactly what she told me. I have no idea what am I supposed to do now. I can't even tell my parents how stressed I am because then they will get worried. I have taken a loan of rupees 50 lakh for this. What if I get deported and put my parents at risk? Given the situation, Sumeet Jain, who is the co-founder of YorkIt, a platform that guides students who want to study abroad, believes most universities will now consider opening campuses. Even schools that once said that they would go completely online will now have to consider a hybrid or an on-campus model to retain students. Sumeet says that if there is a hybrid model, students who are currently doing online courses from India may be able to go back. But again, we will have to wait and see how they flesh out the rules. Sunita Gandhi, who is the founder of learning platform Global Classroom, says the decision is retrograde. Her daughter is a senior at Denver University on full scholarship.
The ICE decision is retrograde. My daughter is a senior at Denver University on a full scholarship. All her classes have been held online, and she has received her next semester plans as well. What if her university decides to stay online? She will not be able to get a scholarship at such short notice at another university that offers physical classes, and her course choices may also not be available there. This is unnecessary confusion and uncertainty at such a difficult time.
And imagine if you are a resident of Syria, where there is a civil war, or Ethiopia, which is under an internet blackout, or a remote village in Assam, where the internet hasn't reached, or even Kashmir for that matter, where there is no 4G. How will those students attend online classes?
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
I'm Annie Apple, and I'm here to invite you to come and listen to my new podcast series, Raising a Pro. It's the most intimate sports-related conversations you will hear. Each week, we explore the journeys of some of your favorite NFL players through the eyes of those that know them best. From Joe Burrow, DeAndre Hopkins, Myles Garrett, Ezekiel Elliott, Nick and Joey Bosa, just to name a few. With exclusive insights and information, we leave no stone unturned. Subscribe now to Raising a Pro on your favorite podcast app.